Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
From the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of WFAN here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street, it's your pal Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. We'll take you all the way up until 1 a.m. when Anthony Gallo will be rolling into the studio. And I believe Anthony Gallo's mother is actually bringing me in some Christmas cookies. That's what he told me last week. He was like, bro, my mom loves when you shout me out on the radio. And I'm bringing in some of those pinoli cookies. So make sure you jump on in, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. You can always get at me on Instagram, where I'm Straight Flexin', or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Or you can get me on TikTok, at The Zach Gelb Show. Alex's arm is along the other way, and we got a whole lot to do. Coming up at 10 p.m., Kevin Harlan will join us. He's going to be on the call this weekend for CBS between the Giants and the Raiders in the Tank Bowl. We'll get his thoughts on the Giants and the Raiders, and we'll also get his thoughts on the Jets in addition to the New York Knicks, who will be in action tomorrow on Christmas Day up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I would highly expect and highly anticipate that we will see the return of one Jalen Brunson, and also OG Anunoby. Both were out the other night up against the Minnesota Timberwolves, a game where, let's be real, anytime the Knicks went down 12, 14, 16, the next thing you know, they would cut the deficit down to 4, but they just didn't have enough gas in the tank, missing OG and also missing Jalen Brunson. And the Knicks have had a really good start to the year, being 20-9. You're about to be 30 games into the Mike Brown era, and I know eventually it's all going to come down to what they could do in the postseason, but I'm liking the gritty effort and the toughness so far that the New York Knicks are displaying. So Kevin Harlan going to join us coming up at 10. At 11, we'll be joined by Pat Leonard. We'll go around the NFL with him and explore the locals with the Jets and the Giants. And then Pat McCarthy is going to stop by right at midnight. A Merry Christmas to all. Hope you've been enjoying your Christmas Eve leading into Christmas Day coming up tomorrow. And if you're a Mets fan, let's be real, you're trying to see what present's going to be under the Christmas tree. And so far, it's been a mass exodus from these Mets names that we've known over the last few years. Pete Alonso, now with the Baltimore Orioles. Edwin Diaz, now with the Los Angeles Dodgers. You have Brandon Nimmo getting traded. Marcus Simeon coming over. And just the other day, Jeff McNeil sent out the door to the Athletics. And let's just be real. When I look at these moves, McNeil, I've wanted him off the team for the last 2 years. I am not shedding any tears over the fact that you are no longer going to be having Jeff McNeil no longer on the team. And then when you get into some of these other players that they've got rid of, Brandon Nimmo, a fan favorite. I actually had a love-hate relationship with Brandon Nimmo in the early part of his tenure. When Brandon Nimmo first got to the New York Mets, I was like, hey, is this guy really any good? And all he does is when he walks, he runs to first base. It kind of reminded me of David Eckstein. I thought he was going to kind of be a Walmart version of David Eckstein. And Brandon Nimmo became a really good Met. But the player that got back, Marcus Simeon, and just feeling like it was time to change something, I had no issue whatsoever with the Mets saying goodbye to Brandon Nimmo. Those two don't get me irate. Those two don't get me furious with the fact that the Mets lost a Brandon Nimmo and they said goodbye to him and Jeff McNeil. No, like no tear shed. You know, I hate to see Nimmo go. Love him. Well, you have a day where you're going to thank him. There's no doubt about it, but it's time to move off of both those guys in the squirrel and then also Brandon Nimmo. But the other two guys, I left the season, and I remember actually about this time last year, it was in February, I was down on Radio Row with our boss, Ryan Hurley, and we got the news that Pete Alonso was coming back. And I was surprised he was back then just with how ugly and nasty and how much animosity there was in those negotiations. And Pete came back. Pete had an incredible season this year. I know the Mets didn't make the playoffs, but at the end of the year, I said to myself, my heart said to me, man, Pete's going to be coming back. But then that little voice goes off in your head. And when that little voice goes off in your head, that little voice basically says, Zach, the writing's on the wall that unless if Pete's taking a discount, he's going to be going somewhere else. And with the way that the Mets treated, right or wrong, Pete Alonso, and however you view that last year, you knew that Pete Alonso wasn't going to be amicable with the Mets. And if someone's willing to offer him a 4 or eventually a 5-year deal, and it was more years than what the Mets were going to do and the Mets were going to entertain, you knew he was as good as gone. And I was actually 2 weeks ago when he got introduced with the Baltimore Orioles, thanks to the folks at USAA, I was down there for my national show, and Pete Alonso was literally getting introduced at Camden Yards right across the street where I was broadcasting. And when I was walking around the streets of Baltimore that night, it was weird just having Pete stare you in the face on a billboard in those orange Baltimore Oriole colors. It's weird. And I'm not going to crush David Stearns for not bringing back Pete Alonso. I wanted Pete to end his career with the New York Mets, but can you replace a Pete Alonso? Yes. Ultimately, I knew that he was probably not coming back. So when you know someone is leaving you, when you know someone is departing your life, even though you may not be thrilled about it, even though you may not be happy about it, it's easy for me to process. It's easy for me to move on. It's easy for me to have an understanding, okay, it was time to split. The one that I'm still irate about, though, and the one that I just can't wrap my head around is Edwin Diaz. The Mets are supposed to be in this new era. Steve Cohen, spend Stevie, spend. The days of the Wilpons long and gone. What us Mets fans have been asking for so many years, we got the blessing. Like, how many times do you see an owner and a fan base says, oh, I want that owner out. I want that owner gone. I want nothing a part of that ownership. And you get that wish. That doesn't usually happen. The Met fan got that wish. And for David Stearns and Steve Cohen to allow Edwin Diaz on a 3-year deal, 3 years, $69 million, to allow him to walk out the door, that's the one to me. Knowing that Devin Williams, who is much better than what he was this year in New York, and we'll see if he can get over the mental hurdles of New York like Edwin Diaz was, and that rarely happens, but to allow Edwin Diaz out the door and to go to the Dodgers, that's the one, like that video of Joe Beningo screaming in the studio, ah! That's the one that makes me scream like that. That's the one that makes me ill. That's the one that makes me sick. But that's been the offseason for the Mets so far. The Mets offseason right now has been player you like, gone. Player you like, gone. Player you like, gone. Player you like, gone. That's what it's been. And right now, as we sit here on Christmas Eve, the 24th day of December, in the year of 2025, can I sit here and sell you optimism? Can I sell you hope? Can I say to you, hey, I'm believing in what David Stearns is doing. When you look at David Stearns, year one, unexpected success. They went to the NLCS. Who would have saw that coming? Year two, the big offseason acquisitions, right? You get Juan Soto. All right, here comes the Mets. They're getting ready to take over New York. This is about to become a Mets town, not a Yankees town. And it got off to a good start in April. It got off to a good start in May. I was there on those Tuesday nights, the $5 at Citi Field, right? I got my 20-game plan where you get the $5 for hot dogs, $5 for beers. I was loving it. There was an energy. There was a buzz. It was cool being at Citi Field. And I remember, I think it was up against the Nationals when the Mets came back one night, walking out of the stadium and looking at the Mets record and seeing them be, what, 20-something games over 500. I go, this is happening. This team is really damn good. And then ever since June and on, the Mets were an unmitigated disaster. So now we advance forward into year three of David Stearns. And so far, year three is off to a horrible start. Year three is seeing Pete Alonso with the Orioles. Year three is seeing Edwin Diaz with the Dodgers. saying goodbye, bidding farewell to McNeil and to a Brandon Nimmo. And I'm sitting here, and I get an alert on my phone today, and I go, oh, we got some Mets news, right? All right, here we go. And it's Mike Bauman? That guy was pitching in Japan this past year, for crying out loud. And all I could do, even though I love this team and I want to see this team win a World Series one day, I'm laughing. But it doesn't mean what David Stearns is doing ultimately won't work. And this is my biggest problem with David Stearns. He's a big market team, and he's picking and choosing when to operate big market, small market, big market, small market. And I just don't understand what he's building. I don't understand what his vision is right now. And he's rolling the dice. Nolan McClain looked great in the time that he was here with the Mets last year. Jonah Tong and Sproat, we'll see what those guys turn into. The inconsistent guys, Alvarez, Beatty, and Vientos, we'll see what they turn into. But from now until the start of the season, David Stearns got to do something that's going to elicit an emotion from a Met fan that equals exuberance. Because the Met fan right now is taking a pounding. The Met fan right now is going back to being the pinata, and all these teams around the league are like, lower the Mets pinata and let's smack that sorry thing. That's what it is right now. That's where we are. And since we're in December, even though I don't like it, I could be okay with it as long as you ultimately deliver. So where can you deliver? What can you bring into the New York Mets organization over the next 2-3 months before the season gets going that is going to make Zach Gelb say, man, I could get optimistic about this season. Or, man, I believe this team can actually go contend for a playoff spot this year. And what can you add to bolster this core of a Nolan McClain, a Juan Soto, and a Francisco Lindor? What can you do? What can David Stearns do? What can he provide to me that is going to actually, you know, make me want to go to the 20 games that I get in my 20-game plan and not just think to myself, man, I'm just sinking money down the drain and what I did was already a waste. Because like my best buddy, Alex, who we split the 20-game plan with, and we got two seats, we were just talking the other day and we go, hey, can we get that deposit back? Can we get the money back on the season? Because that's the feeling today. And that feeling's fine. But the two things that the Mets fan needs to see happen, or two players, if they can get one and another, that I think are realistic, that you could sit there and you could say, okay, I'm ready to go. I think this team could maybe do something this year. Not win a World Series, not win the National League pennant, but be a team that's going to be respectable. Be a team that when you get to August and September, it's not, you're just in a race. Because last year the Mets were in a race, but they didn't give you any moment that made you really think, okay, I could believe. Right? The Mets slogan, you got to believe. The only reason why you were believing last year, if you were believing, is because you were delusional.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
And you would just look at the standings and be like, oh, they're only a game out. Or, oh, they're two games up. But what that team did last year and how long that they played and how poor and lethargic and putrid they were down the stretch, you knew they weren't going anywhere. Even if they got into the postseason, they would have got abused. So I'm looking at what could happen right now. And I have a realistic name and then a name that may not be realistic now, but by the deadline, it could absolutely be realistic. So right after this whole trade goes down for Jeff McNeil, all the baseball writers, all the baseball pundits, the analysts, they're chirping, oh, what can the Mets do? Well, you know, what's next for the New York Mets? And Ketel Marte's name has been thrown out there. I understand it's a long contract, but where the money is, it's a serviceable contract. It's one that you could tangle with. I'd be okay with it. And the player could tell Marte is, if you put him in a lineup with Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor, that gets me excited. Now, I know what this leads into, and you can give me a call, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Well, Zach, what prospects do we have to give up? And this is always my belief on prospects. The Mets have revamped their farm system. Whether you like David Stearns or not, in the last 2 years, they have completely revamped and enhanced this farm system. You know, I remember as a kid, oh, you can't trade Lastings Milledge. Oh, you can't trade Fernando Martinez. You can't trade that guy. What those two guys amount to? Kelenic. Oh, you can't trade Kelenic for Diaz and Cano. What did he amount to? And sure, is there always a name that you trade? And is there a guy that you send off in a deal that ends up burning you? Sure. But more times than not, the prospects don't end up burning you. So if I could get a proven player like a Ketel Marte to go enhance this team and help this team not only for this year but the future, I'm all in. Now, I did see Ken Rosenthal talk today, and Ken Rosenthal was basically saying, well, the Diamondbacks are only going to trade Ketel Marte if they're getting back starting pitching. Well, the Diamondbacks could ask for Nolan McClain, and I could laugh in their face. They should not trade. They will not trade Nolan McClain. He is untouchable right now when it comes to getting a player like a Ketel Marte. But you got Sproat, you got Tong, and they've had a limited sample size. Neither was great, neither was horrible. You could trade one of those guys and other pieces to go get Ketel Marte, and it's not going to burn you for the future. It won't. Even if Tong goes on to be a stud, even if Sproat goes on to be a stud, with what you're building and what Stearns is basically doing, saying, we got some big pieces, we got Lindor, we got Soto, and now we need these youngsters to produce. We need a Beatty to produce consistently. We need a Vientos to produce consistently. Maybe Mauricio's going to factor in. Benj, right? Like these guys, he's counting on them. And they're not all going to be good. You get one or two to be good, you may have something. So I'm okay with giving up some of those pieces, knowing all of them won't hit, in order to get a proven commodity like a Ketel Marte. Now, with that being said, that was the name that I look at, and that was the name that I said, I think it's realistic. The unrealistic name is a guy that I've had on my radio show for years, and I'm a huge fan. I've lived and died with him with my fantasy baseball team and went through some injuries, but the last 2 years, there hasn't been a better pitcher in baseball, and that's Tarik Skubal. Now, if you're the Tigers, and you know that he's on the final year of his contract, if you don't get the sense that you could get a deal done, and I'm not going to believe that the Tigers get a deal done with Tarik Skubal, you're going to have to eventually trade him. So do I think it's likely that Skubal is going to be available? Who is the preeminent pitcher in baseball? Do I think he's going to be available right now? No. But when you get into May, when you get into June, when you get into July, I think a player like a Tarik Skubal could be had, and we know one thing, and two things really. The Mets have the prospects, and the Mets also have the money to spend for a guy like Tarik Skubal. So this is a time right now, if you're a Mets fan, that you're looking around and you're saying to yourself, there's a lot of subtractions. What are the additions? What's going to get me excited? And today, if the Mets had a game one tomorrow, I'm not giving you a message of positivity. That'd be a load of bullcrap. That's what it would be. But if you could get a Marte, or by the deadline, get Skubal, one or the other, they could patch this thing together. And are there other flaws on this team? Yeah. The rotation doesn't have any like real proven commodities right now. And the bullpen with Devin Williams, I don't love it as him being my closer right now. They're rolling the dice on the youth. They're rolling the dice on the youngsters. But Stern still has to be pounding the phones, and he's still got to go find a way to get something. And that could be a Marte, or that could also be a guy at the deadline who's one of the best players in baseball in Tarik Skubal. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Queens. He's next up on the fan with Zach Gelb. John, how are you?
Hey, Zach. How you doing?
Doing well.
I totally agree with you. I mean, this offseason has been a gut punch to Mets fans, and I agree that Edwin Diaz one was, I think, you know, that was a tough one in the sense of, you know, he definitely should have been back, and I'm seeing different rumors of what was going on with the contract negotiations. Definitely very tough. I just want to say, like, I agree with you. This team needs to change it up a little bit. I'm frustrated as a Mets fan. Not that I think Steve Cohen needs to go out and you know, sign every single guy. Like, I don't want him to sign Bellinger. more that, like, I see these rumors of, like, you know, Mets looking into Austin Hayes, who's, you know, a fine baseball player. I don't know, 300 OBP or something like that. But not like, those are not the names that, you know, we're not that small market team. We don't need to go out and sign everybody. But it's frustrating as a Met fan to, you know, see the Mets are showing interest in guys like that.
And that's the thing. And John, thanks for the phone call. I'm okay with taking a gamble here or there. And 2 years ago, he took some gambles on some guys, and they paid off. Last year, he thought he could just roll it on back and take gamble on some other guys and let some productive players leave and go elsewhere, like a Severino and whatnot, because that was the player that he took a gamble on, and then Severino's out there with the Athletics. And let's be real, the Mets had a lot of holes last year. So year one in the David Stearns roulette game, year one hit. Year one, you're playing red and black, and you were winning every single hand, and you walked out with the King's ransom. Year two, you were playing red or black, and it kept on coming up on green. You know, kept on getting those double zeros on the green side. So this is going to be a year where if you're telling me to roll the dice and trust the youth, well, then your prospects better hit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.